Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. And don't forget this weekend, as the Run to the Roses is on at the Kentucky Derby. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. Today is my NFL draft prospect special and college special. Robert Mathis, defensive end, Indianapolis Colts, by way of Alabama A&M. So if you like the video today, please come and share it. I'm Mr. Football. My name is Vincent Turner. I want to give special thanks to my producer, Logan Landers, for making it happen this morning. So, let's get to Mr. Robin Mathis. The swag is in the house. Alabama A&M. John Stallworth. Howard Ballett. Ronnie Coleman. Oliver Ross. Frank Kersey. Johnny Baldwin. Anthony Lamar. Barry Wagner. Joe Patton. Another great alum, Robert Mathis, Alabama A&M. True story. Everyone knows I moved to this area in Atlanta from Memphis, Tennessee, the metro Atlanta area in October 1996. I got hired at Turner Broadcasting in 1998. And I worked with some people. And some of their children went to McNair High School. And all they kept saying was, we got a young man over at McNair. He's going to go to the National Football League. He's going to Alabama A&M. And I got to thinking, okay, what's his name? Robin Mathis. And every day when I used to come in, hey, man, watch Robin Mathis. Because the kid is a local kid from Atlanta, McNair High School. Well, I followed his career. And on the college level at Alabama A&M, he set an NCAA Division I AA record with 20 sacks. He had 1,023 tackles at Alabama A&M. 1,223, excuse me, career tackles. 46 sacks. 7 forced fumbles. And he was Defensive Player of the Year. Out of Alabama A&M. He was a fifth round pick, 138 overall in the NFL by the Indianapolis Colts. But I didn't see what was coming. Now, a lot of people want to talk about the Indianapolis Colts and they want to talk about Dwight Freeney as being that guy on the defensive end, the other defensive end out of Syracuse. But however, let's don't make no mistake. The young man on the other side might have been just as much a special player. This guy's skill set and watching him play with the Indianapolis Colts, because I didn't get to see him play at Alabama A&M or in high school, is that what I heard of him was just this guy, no matter what, it's going to be a football player. The skill sets, instinct, A+. Lateral movement, A+. Tackling was off the charts, A+. The burst and acceleration, A+. the power rush and leverage of the NFL level is A+. Speed rush, A+. The work ethic, just unbelievable. Great strength, unbelievable. Attention to detail, unbelievable. But the quickness, seeing him play from them Pro Bowl years of 2008 to 2013 was just unbelievable. Then his first team all pro when he led the league with 19.5 sacks. And he had, this is a stat that needs to be taken more serious. He had 40 strip sacks in his career. Do you know how much impact that is? As a football player at the next level, that's game-changing stuff. But what I like about him, getting back when he was in high school, he was a straight-A student. He went back in 2010 and got his degree in exercise science from Alabama A&M. But a lot of people know this. He almost didn't play football. He thought about going to Morehouse on an academic scholarship. And at 6'2", at the minimum, at 250 pounds, Robin Mathis is going to be a Hall of Fame football player. And going back to that 2006 Indianapolis Colts team that won the Super Bowl, everybody talk about Peyton Manning. Everybody talk about the Dwight Freeney. Everybody talk about Reggie Wayne, Bob Sanders, Marlon Jackson, Tim Jennings. But make no bones about it. Pound for pound, the young man out of Decatur, Georgia, by way of McNair High School, Robin Mathis, in my opinion, was the best football player on that team. A guy that didn't do a lot of talking, but looking at that screen, he just produced, baby. He just produced. Finished with a team record, all-time sack leader with the Indianapolis Colts, 123 sacks. Think about that. All-time sack leader with 123 sacks. So the young man that attended high school at 1804 Boulder Crest Road, I'm proud, I'm honored, and I'm just fabulously ecstatic to do your video today. You represent the SWAC conference at a high level. Alabama A&M, you should be proud. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I've been your host, Vincent Turner. Thank you to my producer, Mr. Logan Anders. And much love, kudos to my parents, Inez and Chester Turner, down in the 901 Memphis, Tennessee. So my final words about Robin Mathis. As the great T.I., bring him out! From the VIP, I heard, tonight, life is lost. Life is lost when I leave. Bring him out. Robin Mathis represented the ATL well in the National Football League and at Alabama A&M. You better bring him out for the votes to get into the Hall of Fame.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you liked the video today, please come in and share it. I've been your host, Vincent Turner. Thank you, and God bless.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.